Like a termite eating a wound, there's a situation that is slowly eating deep into our society, bite by bite, restricting us from reaching our life's potential. And that situation right there is procrastination. Now tell me, what's procrastination? A lot of people are still in denial on what procrastination is. To me, procrastination is the act of delaying or putting off tasks until the last minute, or sometimes past their deadline. No matter how well organized and dedicated you are as an individual, that sometimes you feel reluctant to take up tasks you need to do just because of your urge to keep postponing it. That thing right there, that feeling right there, is what is called procrastination. Now let me tell you a bit of story. So I started my first ever podcast, Everything Feminine, 2020, during COVID. That was when I started. So I recorded about 10 to 12 episodes and it was going well. Then all of a sudden I had to stop because of schoolwork, because I didn't have time to shuffle it. It was quite difficult. So I had to stop, thinking that after my final papers I'm going to have enough time to continue with the recording. But so then it wasn't possible. Okay, I was postponing it. Like after final paper, I wasn't really feeling well. I started keep postponing it. I kept postponing it. And I was okay doing NYC. Then the unexpected happened. I went to NYC camp with smoke phone. I left the camp without phone. The plan has been disorganized. Okay, long while I take out my smartphone, but still doesn't go well. So the entire 1 year in camp, I was unable to continue with the podcast. Everything just not balanced. Fast forward, then 2023, I supposed to start. And I keep postponing, keep planning, writing topics discussed, writing script, and not doing anything. That right there is what procrastination can do. Procrastination can just alone delay your plans. For sometimes you might push things, delay things to a particular time, but you don't know what could happen at that particular time that you're shifting that thing to do. So when you have opportunity to do something, you have a task for you that you need to do, you need to take it up immediately and get it over and done with. Why do we procrastinate? According to researchers, there are some reasons why we procrastinate. One, not knowing how to do something. That sometimes you have plans in your head that you want to do some things, but step by step, the ways you are going to actualize those things, you don't know. Two, not wanting to do something. You just don't want to do something. No other reason. I just don't want to do something. Three, not caring if things are done or not. You don't care whether, okay, this thing, there's a tax on like a group of people to do. You have your own part, the other people has their own part. You don't care whether the end result of the task is done. You don't care. Four, not being in the mood to do something. You're not in the mood. Five, being in an habit of waiting until the last minute. That some people, they just start that habit and make that habit themselves, that they only do things at the last minute. Six, believing you can work better under pressure. Some people, they really inculcate the particular belief in themselves that, see, if there's no pressure, that it's last minute, they would not be in the right creative sense to work. So believing you can work better under pressure. Seven, thinking you can finish at the last minute. Eight, lacking the initiative to start. That sometimes you might have a plan, the end result is perfect in your head, but to start, the first step to start, that initiative to start, you are lacking it. And the last one is the fear of the end result. The fear of the end result. You are scared whether this thing that you want to do is, as you envision it to be, is going to be perfect. You are scared of the result. You're scared of not getting the results that you think or you desire to get. Now, there's a thin line between procrastination and laziness, but procrastination is not laziness. Lazy people are simply people that do not do anything and are comfortable
comfortable with not doing anything. While procrastinators have desire to do something, but they don't have the ability to push themselves, to urge themselves into taking the bold step and doing the things they want to do. Beings, as human beings, we are faced with different types of procrastinations. One, we have the passive procrastination. So passive procrastinators are people that delay tasks because they have the trouble of making that bold decision and acting on them. So you see them, they laid out their tasks. Now to start to make that bold decision that I'm going to do this thing today. Whatever that is going to get loose, I'm going to start it today and I must finish it today. They have trouble in making that decision. Two, the active procrastinators. The active procrastinators are people that delay tasks intentionally because they feel that when they are working under pressure, they are motivated. Their creative minds get open when they are under pressure. And the another thing is the third one is the perfectionist. So perfectionists are people that believe that anything that they are doing has to be perfect, 100% or nothing. So people that are perfectionists, they find it difficult to start new things because of the fear that, what if this thing will not give me the perfect result that I want? So that itself holds them back from actually doing what they want to do. And the last one for me is the warrior. They're always worried. Oh, if I start doing this now, will I get what I want to get? Is it going to be how I envisioned it to be? Do people like it? My boss like it? Will I like it? I don't know. Will I enjoy it? Will I enjoy doing it? Will I enjoy the hobby? Will I enjoy learning it? These are the warriors. They keep worrying and worrying and not actually and not getting anything done in essence. After minutes of dissecting what procrastination is, right now we'll be pushing forward to speak about the likely things that we can do to overcome procrastination. One, make a to-do list. It is very important. So for every day, write a schedule of things that you need to do. Write a list. Today, I must do this, 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 and this. When you have them written out or typed out, it will make it easy for you to actualize those tasks. Two, eliminate distractions. So distractions can come in different ways. Some people's distraction comes in form of social media, some movies, some friends gisting, gossiping, some like me reading novels. So you need to be able to speak on those distractions and know. Four, and the most important one to me is this. So after writing your to-do list and doing each one of them, you pat yourself at the back. You pat yourself on the back that you've done a great job today. Today, you finished all the things on your to-do list. That way, you're encouraged, you are motivated to continue doing your other things that you have to do subsequently. I am Keys, and we have come to the end of the first episode of Unwind with Keys, where we strive to relieve your stress by listening to our podcast. Do ensure to like, share, and follow my channel. Have a lovely day ahead and happy new year, and have a massive blast this 2024. Bye! Procrastination is one of the main barriers blocking you from getting up. Make the right decision today and start living the life that you dream for yourself. When you procrastinate, you waste time you could be investing in something meaningful. If you and I, can overcome this enemy, can overcome this catastrophic enemy, then you will be able to achieve more than what you actually hope you can achieve. I am Keys, and we've come to the end of the first episode of Unwind with Keys, where we strive to relieve your stress. Do ensure to like, share, and follow my channel. And guys, so it's my birthday today. Happy birthday to me. I wish myself long life and prosperity. And guess what? It's my birthday. I'ma do what I like. I'ma say what I like. I'ma wear what I like. Cause it's my birthday. Bye bye.